You guys been following the story of Fort Dingleberry?
Closer than anything in the world.
That is shocking.
I've always had an affinity for Dingleberry.
And forts. I grew up as a military kid. So.
Oh, yeah, this probably does hit close to home. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure if the fort is an official title in this one or not.
Huh.
It definitely isn't. Okay. I mean, it's a fort, but not fort like Fort Campbell, Fort Bragg.
I don't know.
It's more fort like, hey, we built this piece of crap and we're kids. Let's hang out in it.
Oh, like that kind of a fort. Okay.
Somebody built a small fort on a nature preserve in Durham, and it was recently torn down by the town's conservation committee. Now, there's been speculation as to who built it. Some people there in the community said they think it might have been a summer project for some teenagers. Maybe. Well, Fox 61's Jamel Johnson has more on that and why it was removed.
This fort was built on an open space owned by the town, and because of that, they are legally allowed to take it down. But some people in the area want a replacement for the fort and maybe some more time to pick a better name.
R.I.P. Fort Dingleberry. Community members.
Is this the Durham, North Carolina equivalent of stupid sidewalk fish tank in New York City?
I guess.
Yeah.
I love it. It says no weenies allowed.
Looks
legit to me.
It looks pretty well built, honestly.
Yeah.
Dingleberry. Community members in Durham are dealing with the loss of a treehouse built on a trail of open space near Sawmill Road. For many in the area, this is their first time hearing of Fort Dingleberry. But for Ben Albanese, he became aware of plans to build a fort right before school let out for break.
Some kids I knew, they were making a fort, and they, like, would always talk about it at school.
Ben never saw the fort in person, but when he heard the news of
Fort
Dingleberry...
We just found any kid.
Yeah, a kid.
Man on the street. Ugh.
Heard the news of Fort Dingleberry getting removed, he knew it sounded eerily similar to the one his peers were building.
I don't know, they were just making a hangout spot. They didn't say where, they just said that they were going to get wood and find old wood, buy new stuff sometimes, and like they were just going to build a cool fort for them to like hang out in.
This hangout spot was removed due to it being on town land and it having several safety concerns for the town's conservation committee.
Shut up.
Several
safety concerns.
Yeah. Kids finally get together. They're outside. They're building forts. And it looks awesome. It looks like a bunch of things that your friends would show you and you'd think, okay, I mean, it's not like professionally done by any means, but it's a great job for a bunch of kids doing it. And then the town's like, boo, this is on public property. We're going to take it down. Boo you, Durham.
I agree with that, but especially the part about they're finally outside.
Yeah.
I need to see where it was, though.
I agree.
They haven't really shown yet where it is.
Like, is it in, so close to an intersection that it blocks line of sight?
You know? Kelly,
okay, I get that.
It's a couple sticks looking for some mud to get stuck in.
Oh, no, I am pro Fort Dingleberry.
Yeah, we were prolific fort builders when I was a kid. I love building forts, man.
But kids need to be careful where they put their forts now.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't build them in town land like that, but.
Maybe they live in apartment complexes and they don't have a choice, and this was their one opportunity to be a kid. Nobody else can see you staring at me.
They can hear it, though.
I bet Tommy started talking in the other room with his microphone.
He definitely did.
Tommy, did you start chattering? Whoa, you're staring.
I didn't, but I should have.
Commission. First Selectman Brendan Reyes says the town was first made aware of the fort when they received a complaint from a hiker in the area. This led to the Conservation Commission visiting the area. According to the media...
It's always a hiker that wrecks everything.
Hikers,
cyclists, always a pain in the ass.
Ugh. To the meeting notes, they cited 13 trees being cut down 2 to 3 feet above ground level, 10 trees with damage, including cut marks and nails, and 2 metal ladder sections, along with a variety of lumber pieces strewn about, including more protruding nails.
How big was this thing?
Yeah.
They cut down 13 trees.
I don't know.
Well,
yeah,
the good thing is, taking down the fort will put those trees right back in the rightful place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it was a safety hazard, I mean, I guess it's the right move to remove the fort. If it was, like, safe and maybe, like, on somebody's property, it was probably a better idea.
Come on, man. Show us where it was.
Right? They can't. They tore it down.
They just keep showing the town sign. Welcome to Durham.
The town sign has a lot of really beautiful shrubbery and what looks like native, maybe, wildflowers in front of it. I am curious if the kids just... put it there, but it sounds like it was a little deeper in the woods than that because a hiker found it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, it must be pretty far away because it's like they were made aware of this, which is they didn't build that in one day. You can tell there was too much involved with it. So,
and also they didn't find, drugs or beer cans or condom wrappers or anything like that. They found the tools and the markings of people who used what was around them to build this. as kids.
If like, this was part of a story set in the 50s or 60s, like, you know, Wonder Years or whatever, it would be romanticized. Oh, this is the way America was supposed to be, with kids outside, getting outdoors, being hardy and of the land.
Yeah. In a statement to Fox.
Kevin touched boobies for the first time.
Yeah, by the way, this is Durham, Connecticut, not North Carolina.
Oh.
No.
Statement to Fox 61, First Electman Brendan Reyes says, quote, "The commission shall have overall authority to administer and regulate open space property acquired under the provisions of the general statutes."
Well, thank you for Brendan.
That's the most official statement of official statements.
You sound fun.
He continued with, "All open space access is subject to Durham's open space regulations, and I suspect that violation of these regulations is the reason the fort was taken down."
Oh, so he doesn't even know. He's just saying stuff.
Yeah.
But some people in the community say the structure was harmless, and living in a rural town like Durham, kids like Ben don't have many places tailored to them.
There's spots to hang out, just like maybe not enough. Once in a while, like to the fields, like the baseball field, football field, to like hang out, play sports. I guess maybe they were trying to like make a private area to hang out in with just their friends.
The town did say that state police are investigating the situation.
That's a good
use. The stateies are there.
Good use of funds.
Okay.
Very nice.
All right.
We reached out to them, but they said that there's been no updates on their investigation at this time. In Durham, Jamel Johnson, Fox 61.
I bet the Connecticut State Police just said, "Oh, yeah, we'll look into it."
Yeah, yeah, we got five of our best guys on it right now.
Yeah, right? We're sending a detective. Idiots.
Well, I mean, you know what they say. Build one fort, the next thing you know, it's filled with Mexican drug cartels.
That is what they say.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. It's practically a tunnel across the border.
Yeah. Violent crime.
Where was your fort growing up?
My fort was in the woods. I don't know who owned the land. I have no idea, but
no, boy.
Not a clue.
Taking America down.
Eventually, I mean, it was a developer bought it, and then there's a bunch of stupid houses there now. But yeah, when we were kids, we had a lot of forest area near us, so we would build forts all the time.
We built one inside of a pine tree where the needles and the branches came all the way to the ground.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we cut off all of the inside ones. And then it died the next year.
Yeah.
Dad thought that was not the coolest because he walked by and he's like, "I wonder what this tree's turning brown." And then he saw all of our S-T underneath it because we moved in. He's like, "Have you guys been in there?" "Yeah." "What'd you guys do?" "We cut off a lot of the branches."
"Yeah."
"It's going to die now." "No, it's not."
"No, it's a fort."
Yeah.
Forts don't die.
Yeah. And the next summer, I'm surprised we didn't light it on fire by accident in there. Trying to do fireworks or something. Mm-hmm. Do you have a fort, Steve?
Yeah.
Where was it?
In the, like, back in the woods behind my elementary school. That's also where the BMX track was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it a homemade BMX track?
Mm-hmm. Nice. Pretty sweet.
Kelly, did you have a fort?
Yeah, we lived in a couple different places where we had either property that we could do it on or neighbor's property that we could build little stuff like that on. I always wanted a tree house.
Man,
I did too.
But we never stayed somewhere long enough for my dad to be like, "That's worth it."
I wish my kids had a dad that was good at stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. We stayed in the same house the whole time. It was just that my dad, didn't do that.
Yeah.
It took him 5 years to put up my basketball hoop. And then he put it in the backyard and it was like 7 feet tall and on grass. I go, "Dad, I can't even dribble here. Like, this is the worst."
Try harder.
You might have been a superstar.
Who knows?
I mean, Karl Malone is the, third all-time leading scorer in the NBA, and he had just a metal rim nailed to a tree. He didn't complain like some...
No.
Could have been you.
P-double-S-Y.
I know.
You could have been Karl Malone.
And we had the best spot for it, too, because we were at a dead end. So it was us and our neighbors across the street. It's a perfect place for a basketball hoop.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "Nah, we don't technically own that, even though we've taken care of it.
We'll put it on this hill.
Let me put it in the backyard next to the hill that went down to the train tracks. So every time, if you're out playing like horse on my 7 foot rim, it takes one carom off there, boing, and then it's hitting railroad tracks and bouncing like into the swamp. You go, "Dad,
you're not gonna stick with that very long. If every missed shot, you have to run down a hill and back up."
This is the dumbest. Thank you for the effort, but no.
I can imagine little Hot Wings out there with his socks pulled up to his knees with the yellow stripe on one leg and red on the other because he was
accurate.
Just quirky.
That's
big,
accurate.
Giant sunglasses, short shorts, takes one shot and then goes, Husker, don't. The ball is down the hill.
It's all super accurate. Adult-sized baseball hat that looked ridiculous on my head. Because they still do.
That photo.
Aviator sunglasses, yeah. The tank top.